Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention, you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and someone out there has got to know what that means. Anyone in this room? No one? Oh well. Well, the room has just taken a vote. Absolutely no one knows what the hell they're doing here. So I'll just say it. We're here for the greatest internet radio show ever. We're here for...
Am I on mic?
Hello? Hello? Am I on?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Build up a little drama and you're supposed to say...
Spank Wagon Radio. Am I?
Yeah, you're on.
What? I sound all...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Spank it!
Actually, I thought I was here for the donkey porn.
I like donkey porn.
Well, apparently what's going on the other side of the wall is completely separate from this side of the wall. Because I really don't need no donkey porn.
Donkey porn.
All right, let's start it off. First off, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net's the official website. We encourage you to go to spankwagon.net and
download some donkey porn.
Yeah, no.
Donkey porn.
No.
All right, we're not encouraging you no more, motherfuckers. You log on to the goddamn site. Because, you know, we don't get enough people coming on the Spank Wagon. You know why I know that? You know why I know that?
Because you sit here and hear me.
Because
I
only see four motherfuckers in the chat room.
Yeah, and one of them's me.
And now I'm going to threaten everybody in the podcast. Go to Spank Wagon. Post comments. Talk to us, man. We like to hear some
feedback. Touch yourselves inappropriately.
We like to hear some feedback. You know what I'm saying, man?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, spankwagon.net. You can also email us, radio@spankwagon.net. You can email us at any time. We may actually even read your email over the air.
Holy poop.
So write the fucking emails.
Soinks.
All right. Also, you can find us online, myspace.com/spankwagon and Spankwagon Media.
Holy shit, is that my favorite cart return boy in the chat room?
Yeah, but he hasn't been a cart return boy for like 8 years.
So?
Cart return.
Yeah, Reverend Hammer.
Reverend Hammer used to return carts. It was at Toys R Us or Walmart?
Walmart.
Walmart.
That's a tight-ass name.
Reverend Hammer. I actually got into an argument one time with someone in the chat room who was a real reverend. It was hilarious. It was a perfect thing. Tonight, though, what do we have? First off, got some news. We got a new syndicate to talk about.
Syndication!
Very happy about it. Brand new syndicate out of Oklahoma City, KBMA. It's an internet sports and entertainment radio. So big time mad props to you guys for picking us up. We appreciate it.
And we don't talk about sports and we're not entertaining, so...
Well, no, we're not entertaining. And yes, we do talk about sports, but it's the unentertaining sports. Such as tonight, Murphy will cover the latest in the highlight tourney in Miami, Florida.
The what? Dude, like I want to follow a sport with a bunch of drunk Filipino guys. I mean, yes, there's a good chance someone may die, but that's why I watch F1 racing every once in a while. Nothing like watching one of those carts flip over and land right down on the cockpit.
And then skid.
I love watching those guys. The guys, the NASCAR rednecks. Oh, man, that's a nasty wreck there. You see that dude surrounded by 45 feet of steel and concrete. You get F1 racing, that's tinfoil and just a little bit of plywood.
Very much so. All right, so big thanks to KBMA, Sports and Entertainment Radio.
Syndication!
Out of Oklahoma City, picking us up. We do appreciate that. We do have other things, typical spank discussions tonight.
Spankication!
Yeah!
You guys want to see something funny?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I want to rock.
Rock.
That's right. You have to do it.
All right. So we got stuff such as servants, wrestler names, man code, and a very, actually, a under the bus segment that I can't really, I can't wait for. It actually sounds like a lot of fun.
It happened on the way here, for crying out loud.
did it really? Did it? I don't know. All right. So wait, we got to do this officially. Let's go into our first part.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Whew, I haven't heard this in a long time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Dead Celebrity of the Week! All right. Tonight's Dead Celebrity of the Week, unless you really, truly are honestly living under a fucking rock, pretty big Dead Celebrity. As a matter of fact, considered a hero to a lot of people, especially to me, because of one little routine that made a lot of noise back in the 70s. George Carlin passed away, as we know, age 71 in L.A. This past week.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bits, and that I will play
Monday
here.
Monday it was.
Yep, Monday.
Well, Sunday night, actually.
Yep. One of the bits I will play is an absolute tribute, is the one that, to me, defines what Spankwagon Radio truly is all about. The one bit that I always, always will refer to as why internet radio is going to be vastly superior to some fake-ass terrestrial radio.
Yeah, and fuck them.
And I don't really want to say much more, but I do want to turn it over to the bit. Let me turn it over to the audio file. Enjoy. And, of course, I load it without audio.
Now, motherfucker came off the list immediately. The first day, in fact, I had a call from an English language purist. Some guy had to talk, you know, he got on the phone. He tells me I have a duplicate on my list. I have a duplication. He says, motherfucker is a duplication of the word fuck, technically. Because fuck is the root form, motherfucker being derivative, therefore it constitutes duplication. And I said, hey, motherfucker, how did you get my phone number anyway? I didn't even know I got the phone. I said, look, man, it may be derivative, but you still can't say it. Still can't say motherfucker on TV, can you? He said, no, but you can't say fucky, fucking, fuckola, fuckaroony, or fuckerino either. Well, I said, yeah, that would crowd up my list something awful. So I just struck that motherfucker away. Struck it from the list. Motherfucker was gone. Now the list was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Doesn't it sound like something's missing? Does it sound like an old friend is gone? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Remember the old rhythm? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Now, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. It falls apart. It isn't going anywhere. And by now, cocksucker is the dominant word on the list. Previously, with motherfucker on the list, cocksucker was somewhat balanced out. They were the only multisyllabic words on the list. But now, cocksucker stands alone. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. And who knows, maybe it doesn't belong either. After all, motherfucker turned out to be a ringer. Let's take a look at cocksucker. See if this one belongs. We'll divide the word cock and sucker from each other, those words. Sucker isn't dirty. Sucker, that's, it's suggestive as hell. But it isn't dirty. And cock, that's not dirty all the time. That's one of those words that's only partly filthy. Cock, if you're talking about the animal, it's perfectly all right. They used to read that to us from the Bible in third grade. And we would laugh, man. Cock is in the Bible. Remember the first time you heard about a cock fight? What? No. And
Even the word cocksucker itself has been twisted out of all of its original meaning. It's been distorted. For some reason now, cocksucker means bad man. It's a good woman. How did they do that? Well, tits is on the end of the list. Shit, piss, fucking, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. And you know it doesn't belong on that list. I mean, it really doesn't belong in with that kind of heavyweight filth. Tits isn't dirty. Tits is cute name. Cute thing, cute idea. Great fun. Good name. Tits, hey, tits sounds like a friend. It sounds like a nickname, doesn't it? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits, I want you to meet Toots. Tits, this is Toots. Toots, tits. Tits. Cute word. Nice word. I love a word that spells the same forwards and backwards like tit. Don't you think it's so cute when a word is spelled the same forwards and backwards? I always wished my name was Otto. Just so I could walk backwards and yell my name, you know? Otto! 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 Well, I had strange dreams. But the word tit is on the list because you can't say it on television. You can't say tit. Imagine that. Can't say tits. You can say boobs. Boob is spelled the same forwards and backwards, too. Boobs is all right. You can't say tits, but you can say boobs. In fact, boobs is an answer now in Match Game. I had boobs, Gene. Boobs, $200. Tits, $200 fine, maybe. You can't say tits. You can say teats. Teats is all right, providing you're on at 5 in the morning and a cow is your guest. But you can't say jugs and you can't say knockers, you know. That's right, Danny. Pull on the cow's knockers. Right, grab a knocker in each hand, that a boy. Now alternate knockers. Good deal. Can't say that. Tits. Tits sounds like a snack, you know. Well, I know what you're thinking, but tits sounds almost, it sounds Nabisco to me. It sounds like Nabisco has reserved that name, because tits sounds like a thing at a party. Pass the tits, would you, Bill? Say, those things are responding. Well, shit, piss, fucking, toxic, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. Fart? Fart is like tit. It's one of those nut words that isn't that harmful. You know, it's just a cute kind of thing. Fart. Well, farts can be a little harmful. It depends. Depends on who's cooking. But fart. Fart? Fart is a cute... Hey, kids know farts are okay. Kids know farts are fun. Farts are shit without the mess. Yeah, same funny sound, same vile smell, no fuss, no muss. Fart is an interesting word in this respect. Talking about television, fart is extremely interesting because, dig this, you can't say fart on television, we know that. You can't say fart, and you can't say fuck either on television. However, you can refer to fucking... You can talk about fucking. They do that all the time. Some of the times, the show you're watching, two people are probably fucking in the other room. Fucking is all right. Fucking is part of the plot. A lot of plots are based on fucking. Will they fuck? Should they fuck? Have they fucked? Did they fuck? Will they fuck again? Will they get sick from fucking? Are they fucking too much? Will they fuck each other's friends? Will they have a baby from fucking? Will they be sorry they fucked? Will they be glad they fucked? All fuck stories, every honeymoon joke is a fuck joke. Have you ever noticed it? Otherwise, the people wouldn't be on their honeymoon in the joke. They'd be knights or they'd be sailors or something. They're on their honeymoon. They've got to be a fuck joke. Every quiz master has stood there with his newlywed couple and said, and I understand you folks are on your honeymoon. Lots of fucking going on here. Lots of fucking over here. So they talk about fucking all they want. They just don't call it that. They don't call it what it is. They call it other things. They call it making love, which is fine. They call it going to bed with someone, having an affair, sleeping together. But they don't call it fucking. On the other hand, fart. Not only is fart a word you can't use on television, but they never even refer to them. That's how bad farts are compared to fucking.
They don't even refer to farts. There are no farts on television. You've never seen a reference to a fart? I've never seen a fart reference. No, wouldn't you think that by now one guy would have gone, You think by now that one guy on the Johnny Carson panel just once would have said, hey, Ed, move down, man. That was a Clydesdale fart, Ed. Give me the lighter, will you, Johnny? Well. Geez, Ed, next time you're sick, you ought to see the nurse, you know? God, it's not the smell so much. It's the burning of my eyes! Well, we might live to see that. You never know. Remember when you were a kid? Maybe you're a little boy child like me out on short pants, maybe sitting in church. Sitting on a wooden bench in church in the middle of the summer with short pants. You got a fart, you know. And it's up to you. You got to work out a little maneuver that's called the one-cheek sneak. Right in tune with the organ. That's why they call them pews, you know? Pew! Did you ever notice that your own farts smell okay? Say, that's fairly decent. I think I'll stay home today. Do some reading in the closet. Now, I mentioned the three extra words, fart, turd, and twat. Turd is another word you can't say on television, turd. But, you know, when you get right down to it, who wants to say it? I don't even care if I ever hear that one again. Twat is on the list for the same reason. It doesn't mean anything else. You know, it only has that one meaning. Twat's twat, and that's that. It's not like prick. Prick is one of those part-time dirty words. Prick is all right. You can say prick on television. You can say, I pricked my finger. Just don't say you fingered your prick. That's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, George Carlin.
I miss him so much.
I actually got the ability, the chance to see him live here in Vegas. It was slightly disappointing because he was still working on his material for his next HBO special. So it wasn't refined yet.
One of the things about Carlin, and I heard Janine Garofalo talking about this recently, when he's working on something and he's, you know, when you see him, you know, at the Orleans or something where he's got a 3-day gig, he does the exact same. He's a perfectionist. Does the exact same bit every time. He even looks at the exact same place in the crowd and speaks to a specific person. And if there's no one in that chair where he looks, mm-hmm. he looks at that blank chair and says the same bit to that blank chair. So, I mean, he was really meticulous about what he said and how he does his things. I mean, he was really, really meticulous about it. So,
yeah, I remember very much so because when we went, he got distracted by a heckler and it threw his entire rhythm off. I mean, it was completely gone because there's this one dude who just wouldn't stop clapping, just kept clapping through the entire, and that wasn't even at a joke, you know, and it just. It really messed up his timing, and you could tell that he was really pissed about that.
Yeah.
So that was George Carlin, dead celebrity of the week, 71, passed away Monday. All right.
Anyone want to mention Stan Winston died too? I mean, that was a huge one for me.
Well, go for it.
Stan Winston died. For those of you who don't know, he's a creature creator extraordinaire. You know, everything from the Jurassic Park dinosaurs all the way down to Alien. I mean, the guy was phenomenal. Passed away, what was it, two Saturdays ago. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, they're dropping like flies. When Stan Winston died, I messaged Mark that we need to put a nurse in a defibrillator unit right outside of Stan Lee's office because we can't risk losing another one.
Well, if you think about it, so far this year, we have lost a ton of, in my opinion, celebrity legends. You know, not just, you know, not super big people, but people who defined their role and to help define Hollywood, whether it's comedians like George Carlin, special effects masters like Stan Winston, comedians like Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
You know, we're losing a ton of legends. News people, Tim Russert. I mean, this is a little crazy where this year seems to be a very...
They're dropping like flies, man!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So... Okay.
Overall, this year has been kind of a...
Suck?
Yeah. I'm so depressed.
I'm going to go kill myself now.
I wish my lawn was emo, then it'd cut itself.
No, seriously, that's pretty much as close as it is. Everyone's broke. Everyone needs work. Gas is ridiculous. This has been a tough year, so you know, it's a lot of stress.
Number?
A lot of stress.
Wrong number there?
Wrong number. So it was one of those automated, my warranties expired.
Dude, you should have turned it on. We could have talked to somebody.
You gotta fix
that. It's the wrong number.
All right, so.
So stupid! Yeah. Hey, Weird Al's playing tonight, okay? What can I say?
Where's Weird Al playing?
Yeah, he's playing at the Henderson Pavilion here in town.
Wow, the Henderson Pavilion. 13 folding chairs of goodness.
Hey, they had that video game. They had that video game orchestral thing a couple weeks back, too.
What the fuck is the Henderson Pavilion?
In Henderson.
Of course.
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Stepman.
Hey, yo.
That's old. All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. We want to hear from you. Why don't you go ahead and go into our chat room right now by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat. We also have our video stream going, so you can go to SWTV up on the main site.
You can look at my boobs.
Fantastic. You can also check us out or can contact us by emailing radio@spankwagon.net. We want to hear your feedback, any opinions, comments, or we want you to join along. And now we are going to open up the phone lines officially, 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS for those of you who like to spell. We want to hear from you. Call in, say hi. Chat with us for a little bit. We want to hear from you. All right, what do we got next, guys?
Virtual
boobies.
Boobs.
The chat room is very happy. I guess the bar moved for a little bit so they could see Zuzu.
Oh, she lowered the scroller. Nice.
That's a cans. We got stuff to talk about. What do you guys got on the list over there? I don't have the whole thing.
Well, it depends on what you want to go into next.
You want to do this?
I can't tell what you're even.
That would be
to.
The.
Why don't you just announce it?
Let's do the top five wrestling nicknames.
All right.
Decaf actually brought this
wait,
up.
Wait, do we want to do the stupid sounder?
Yeah, do the sounder.
All right, let's see if we can get the sounder working.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Yeah, so wrestling nicknames. Decaf brought this up earlier. It's actually kind of funny. There have been some really off-the-wall nicknames. Which ones really stuck with you guys?
All right, why don't we start with Decaf? Decaf, you brought this up, and this is your bit.
Yeah, I figured that judging that it was on Friday, I was like, oh, shit, we better get some material for the show.
Oh, shit.
So I thought it was pretty good because I know there's a bunch of wrestling freaks up in here. You know, I don't really watch as much anymore as they do. But these are the five names. I got five names of the people that I like. Not so much, you know, not the wrestling style, but just the name. One is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
That's good.
Jimmy Superfly Snooker.
Superfly.
Superfly. Buzzsaw Jim Duggan.
Wait,
Buzzsaw? Dude, it's Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Is it Hacksaw?
Oh, my God.
What? It's Hacksaw. Oh!
Oh,
it's Hacksaw.
I knew I should have went with another name. It was the Honky Tonk Man also on the list.
Honky Tonk Man.
He can get the Honky Tonk Man,
for obvious
but he can't get Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's for
right.
obvious reasons. You know, I got that shit right. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
There you go.
And the one that used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid, Nikolai Volkov. That was how the big Russian motherfucker, he scared the shit out of me when I was a kid, boy. So
why did he scare the shit out? Why did Nikolai Volkov scare you? Because
he was a big-ass, scary Russian-looking motherfucker. That's why he scared the shit. Right. That was his whole purpose of wrestling, to be a big Russian, scary motherfucker. It worked. It worked on me.
All right, now I'm going to say this. We want someone to call in. Give us your wrestling names. Doesn't have to be five. Just give us a wrestling name you always enjoyed or chuckled when you listened to. Call us 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Murph.
Mine? Mine are a little more, I don't want to say they're all contemporary, but like names that I really like. First one's going to be Kevin Thorne. Wrestles with ECW and has just gone down to OVM. They're doing some work with him. I like the guy's name. I thought it was really cool, especially he has this vampire thing happening. It's pretty neat. Another one I really liked always was the Blue Meanie.
I mean, the Blue Meanie. Oh yeah,
Blue Meanie guy would come out in a like big fat guy,
fat dude in booty shorts, short cut off booty shorts, and
with
a
blue
doll tee.
Robber mask. Oh, it was great. Yeah,
and his character was hilarious. If you watched him,
I dress like that a weekend sometimes.
I was gonna say I've got the costume in my closet now. If anyone wants to. Then would be George the Animal Steel.
That is
the name. Guy's name is the Animal. Where do you go wrong with a guy's with middle name the? You know,
the. Who are you? I'm the.
Well, usually animal. You associate that with, you know, Jimmy the Fish, Tony the Squirrel, things like that. But George the Animal Steel. Yeah, they're mafia names.
That's
George funny. Tony the Ant.
Protect your nuts.
The Animal. And we almost had to buy the studio a new board. One thing I loved about the Animal was when he would come out, he would just bite in and try and tear off the turnbuckle pad.
He said try.
Well, some he nights did. He didn't
no,
do
he
it.
No, he always did it. He always did. They always had it stuffed, and he has a super green tongue.
Yeah, it was cool. Another one, I guess old school, would be Classy Freddy Blassie.
Oh, yeah, that's
that is
a good
a tight
one.
Ass name.
That's a tight name. Again, just a night. I mean, the guy really was. Just classy. And then Goldberg. Just Goldberg.
But that's his name. That's Bill Goldberg. No. But that's his real fucking name.
The best part hearing about, though, is the crowd.
Oh, the piped in crowd?
Well,
Goldberg. Play, rewind. Goldberg. Rewind, play. Goldberg. Now backwards. All right. I mean, come on.
Look, it's simple. It's easy. And it made its point.
All right.
Goldberg. It was a great name.
It's right. Funny. Radio X UK, he put the British Bulldog.
Of course.
That was how Jackie's that one.
Davey Boy. Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog.
So what's yours?
Mine. Well, my list actually, more contemporary. Again.
Jimmy Superfly. I love that.
Mankind.
Superfly.
I like Mankind.
Yep. It's kind of like the Undertaker.
I take your suffering. You know, then, you'll sense the pattern of all my wrestlers for the most part here. Mankind and Raven. Again.
What about me? What about Raven?
You know, the character itself sold it beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, Scotty Levy used to have all these horrible Scotty, Hollywood Scotty.
Scotty Boy, Hollywood
Blonde.
Scotty, yeah.
No, horrible names. Hit upon Raven.
Became disaffected youth, and it worked.
And it worked, and he's kept the gimmick ever since. Now it's more schlock, and now that he doesn't really wrestle much, it really, yeah, he can't keep it up, and it's not. He's never going to be. He was always a B card, never a main eventer, which is so sad.
And on some of the greatest matches ever.
Some of the most fantastic matches.
What was that?
Cactus Jack.
Dude
Cactus
Love.
Cactus Jack. Dude
what was
Love.
That? 98, 99, Bash at the Beach, Raven, Saturn, and Canyon in that three-way match. One of the first
Who's
times.
Who's better than Canyon?
Everybody. One of the things that I'll never forget that about that match you never saw before this. Is Saturn took Canyon up to the top rope for a superplex, and right as he gets up there, Raven just pops up from out of nowhere and hooks Saturn for a powerbomb. So he's powerbombing Saturn as Saturn is superplexing Canyon off the top rope. I think I've probably seen it a dozen times since then, but before that, I think it was the first time I'd ever seen that. Yeah. Sorry. What's the rest of your list?
No, it's great. Nice. Stop apologizing. All right, the next one, Ultimo Dragon.
Oh,
Ultimo Dragon, just
wow.
the ultimate dragon. You know, Ultimo Dragon.
The ultimate dragon.
No,
wow.
But he could wrestle until he got injured.
Yeah.
He was an athlete and a half. He also now is training. So he's still out there. He still has some presence in the industry, but it's not as big as it used to be.
Some of those Iron Man matches he had with Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit, Dynamite Kid back in the day. Oh, man.
Dynamite Kid.
Yeah.
Jimmy Steamboat.
Oh, the Dragon Steamboat. That's another really good name.
That's another one, the Dragon Steamboat.
Yep.
Let's see. After that, I would have to say Disco Inferno.
I almost went with Disco Inferno.
You know, Disco Inferno is nice and corny that you knew the shtick right away, and the guy could do the shtick well. I mean,
dude, I've never seen anyone pull off the hustle in a wrestling ring before.
Exactly, and he did it. So that's a name that's like, oh, Disco Inferno. Now, you also had the Wunderkind, Alex Wright.
Octo, I am Alex Wright.
Who, you know, he was a great wrestler, but...
No, he wasn't.
Poor development.
He was horrible.
It's a great wrestler.
The guy had more blown spots than Lodi and Austin combined.
Lodi, there's one.
Yep.
Turned his
Idol
name
backwards.
Idol backwards. Really lame, but he was part of Raven's flock.
Oh. You know what? as far, I mean, when you look at like group names, the Flock is probably one of the better ones.
I like the Road Warriors.
Road Warriors. Yeah, there it is. There,
Trench has got it up. Right there. The Four Horsemen.
That was one of the best names ever.
That was the best stable ever.
Yeah, that is the best one.
Nowhere have they been able to create a stable that has that much... That enigma, I mean, or that much, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, when someone charismatic.
They were the thing was with the Horsemen, it was kind of the same thing that they did with, like, with DX. You never really wanted to root for them the whole way because, I mean, when you look at guys like Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game, you know, Arn Anderson.
What is the retirement age for wrestlers anyway?
Well, it depends upon the wrestler. Never. Some guys, it's
paycheck or injury. What comes first and what's needed worse?
Yeah, no shit. You know, some nights with that, it was, you know, sometimes you've had a guy.
I don't know. Mankind lasted that long.
Mankind lasted quite a long time, and he beat
Should've
the shit
died
out of himself
several times.
Murph, where'd you go?
I bounced. I don't know what happened. Okay. Yeah.
Keep going.
Do you have any other names? I'm sorry. I totally cut you off there.
Well, the last one actually is classic wrestling, and it was the character that killed me. It was the first real ultimate heel, and that's Gorgeous George.
Oh.
Back in the 50s. Okay, we're not talking about the hot chick that Macho had. No.
Who beat Little Nate?
Yeah, who beat Little Nate. No, Gorgeous George was a wrestler from the 50s, and he had his valet manager, another guy. He came out. He was one of the first ones that came out and did this shtick.
Did the garb and did the whole thing.
He had the feather boa and the gold robe, and his manager, valet, whatever you wanted to call him, would come out to the ring with his giant industrial bug spray looking thing. Back in the 50s, you know, the big pump handle bug sprayer?
Yep.
And it was supposedly filled with perfume. So that way they would make the ring worthy of Gorgeous George.
I mean, sound like a Spankwagon bit.
It does. It absolutely does. So Gorgeous George for sure. Great wrestling name because he brought in he was a blonde haired.
Wasn't he the first one to really do a monkey flip?
I don't remember. That.
He
I don't
might
think
have been.
The 50s though, dude. They weren't really doing monkey flips. Like the ropes weren't made for people to even barely go through them, let alone jump off of them.
Not a lion salt, but a monkey flip. You know, you get the guy by his shoulders and you roll back with him and toss him
Put
back.
Put your face up to the mic.
Sorry. Yeah, it's just, there have been a lot of really great wrestlers out there and you've just seen this evolution go on.
But you got so many wrestlers that I feel really bad because they don't have a style or a character. And I'm not talking about the 80s when they really made everybody a character and kayfabe was too in control. But you don't have people that have that nickname or that persona name.
And, you know, and I guess that's the thing. One, you know, because you guys talk about wrestling. Like, wrestling now, I know some of the names, but I don't watch it. So I'm really not into the new names. But growing up, you know, watching in the 80s, I did get really sold on the character side of, you know, all the wrestlers' names.
You know, Decaf, if you ever wanted to get back into wrestling, you could come to every pay-per-view live at the Olympic Gardens here in Las Vegas, Nevada, presented by LV Rocks. That's right. Every pay-per-view live for free at the Olympic Gardens.
It's usually on Sundays.
Two drink minimum and hosted by me.
That's right.
Get your boobies on.
Normally, unless I'm leaving
unless
town.
Unless he's out of town.
That was a good one. That was a good segue.
We call that a segue. Thanks, Jimmy. You're welcome, Jimmy.
And the sex girl.
Sarah, I mean, or Zeus, how many, you know, wrestlers? I mean, you don't know a lot of wrestlers, do you?
I like The Undertaker.
She likes Taker.
Why, do you think he's hot?
No.
No, because her name is tattooed on his throat, or at least it was.
Was. Well, what, any others?
No, I really don't.
No? Well, okay, well, let's expand this a little bit.
That was
then.
When I was, like, 12.
I mean, when you look at Rev, please stop with the wrestling and you get on with the funny.
You're making us all look sad, aren't you?
Rev, I hate to tell you, buddy, but, you know, I listened to your show before, and I was begging for the funny every night.
All right. Hey, Radio XUK, Beast from the East, Bam Bigelow. There you go.
There you go. That's a great name. You know, what about tag teams or you know, factions?
You know, The Rockers.
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express,
none of
classic.
This sounds like wrestling. It sounds like porn.
Wait a minute.
Well, it's pretty close.
Bam Bigelow.
Why don't you bend over these ropes and I'm going to grab the back of your legs.
Oh, no, that's Rick Bassman. Or, no, that is
the
that Rick Bassman? Bushwhackers.
Bass Tank Abbott.
The Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the arm thing for those of you not watching. Yeah.
Yeah, they can see you.
The Union.
The Nasty Boys.
The Nasty Boys. The Dudley Boys. I always
liked Dudley Boys were a better stable when what I would always want was when Dudley Boys, before they left ECW, that was when their stable was perfect. They had all their stupid clown character Dudleys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dudley Dudley, Big Dick Dudley.
Sign Guy Dudley.
Sign Guy Dudley.
Spike Dudley.
Yeah.
Nice. The narcissist.
The narcissist. Lex yeah, Luger. Lex Luger.
He was part of the...
Now I guess we could call him the murderer.
Yeah. Oh, did he really murder somebody?
Allegedly.
He killed Miss Elizabeth.
Allegedly.
Fuck. He killed Miss Elizabeth.
That's,
Miss Elizabeth,
I remember that shit.
Died in his home from a drug overdose. And now he is had a stroke. He's disabled.
Good.
Karma. He killed Miss Elizabeth.
I like you guys who do in the rack.
I mean, they, so, they found, rack. So they found Miss Elizabeth.
Dead. She OD'd, yeah. I don't know. You know, as far as...
So how's that his fault?
Cocaine.
They kind of think...
He gave her it?
Yeah, that it wasn't like taken voluntary.
Oh, so
hey,
so
baby, take this.
Hey, baby, put
It'll
this in your
you
rectum.
High. You're going to be a real big person someday. Real big.
Oh, no, that was the other guy.
Yeah. Let's see.
Another horseman, mind you.
I always liked the NWO. I thought it was a great...
Wait, you know what?
When you can take Hulk Hogan, the classic good guy, and make him a heel in one move.
Not even one move. Last 2 seconds before he came out to the ramp at Great American Bash, and he goes, you know, he didn't even know going to the ring whether he was going to be who he was going to punch. But the minute he made himself a heel,
you know, I don't think punching Sting really did it. I think doing the leg drop on Sting is really what secured him as a full on heel.
Yeah.
So,
Was that the first time he ever did it?
That was no. It was when he went from, you know, because the entire time he was in the WWE, he was or WWF. He was always, you know, the consummate
right
good guy. You know,
right.
Say your prayers, take your vitamins, brothers. But when
hey, brother.
When he comes out at Great American
My
Bash.
My son will race ya. Can he move his legs? I don't know. Run, brother.
Start a charity. Now, when he
Fake
came out at
charity.
Yeah. When he came out at Great American Bash, this big thing had started to happen where the WCW had signed a bunch of big WWE guys. They had signed Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Scott, what's his name? Six pack, whatever.
Yeah, Scott Waltman.
They brought
Sean Waltman.
That popular, huh?
They had poached these guys. They had poached these guys from the WWF as heels, and then in the WCW you had Lex Luger, Sting, and there was someone else they had with that little group, wasn't there?
Oh, I don't remember.
But it was like, no, we're not going to let you come in and ruin this, and we're going to get the best good guy ever to help us. And they brought out Hogan, and Hogan came on Raw or Nitro a couple of times, and kind of was hemming and hawing.
No, he didn't hem and haw. He came and said, I'm going to kick their butts. I'm going to take this company. I'm going to be a leader. And when he came out of Great American Bash, it was a fooled ya.
Yeah.
In the chat room, a couple more. Johnny B. Bad? No, I'm sorry. That's lame. Mark Merrill? Lame. Lame wrestler, lame name, and got a divorce from Sable.
DDP?
Diamond Dallas Page was great, but yeah, okay. You know what?
I interviewed DDP.
Really?
Yeah, back with the TWNP days. I interviewed him. One of the interesting things about Page is that he didn't become a professional wrestler until he was 37 years old. Before that, he was a motivational speaker.
Really?
He didn't get involved in wrestling until later on in life.
Obviously, the motivational speaker was working out so well
that he had to go through to wrestling. Huh?
Well, I mean, he did fairly well for himself. He has a couple of books out and was a swinger. So, I mean, the guy was getting tail.
That's true. Kimberly, right?
Yep.
Kimberly Page. Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember it came out that Kimberly Page, DDP, Eric Bischoff, and Bischoff's wife all got caught in a swingers club one night?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, in Atlanta. It was fantastic.
Were you there?
No, I wish I was. I was fucking Kimberly. That bitch was hot. Nitro Girls.
Nitro Girls, there you go. All right, so let's see. Any other wrestler names that come to mind?
Groups or factions? I mean, you've got DX. You've got, you know, the Hart Foundation, of course. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest of all time. If I'm forgetting anyone, please let me know.
All right. Well, why don't we cut to a break? You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
The Junkyard Dog.
Oh, yeah.
The Brooklyn Brawler.
Repo Man.
Oh, Rowdy Roddy Piper from Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome. He was one of my favorites.
Wow.
And end scene.
What's that?
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Got a job making money for the man. Throw a chicken in a bucket with a soda pop can. Cute green uniform on my back. I had to set it on fire in Nevada chicken fat. I leaped on the counter like a bird with no hair. Running
got frozen to the bone till a hooker let me share her fake fur coat. As I took a little nap, the cops picked up the spoke. I tried to explain I was only trying to get warm. I knew I never ever should have burned my uniform. He said, too bad, but I'm like a bullet hard slut. I didn't have the teeth, so I stole his gun. And I crawled out the window with my shadow and a spoon, dancing on the roof, shooting holes in the moon. Sucking Jack, I'm gonna take it all back. And I ain't saying Jack, I ain't gonna work for no soul. Sucking Jack, I'm gonna take it all back. And I ain't saying Jack. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon!
And it's just the two of us.
It's
right
just
now.
Us. Yeah, they'll be out in a second.
All right. So
I guess the black man's out laying some pipe.
I didn't know he was a plumber.
Yeah, dude, not what I mean.
Oh. Okay. All right, so what do we have coming up? Does my sheets disappear?
It's gone! Well, we got a couple of other things to talk about. Also, just to tease the boys in the room... We may have Foxy in soon. That's right. Get your strange sexual repression out of the way.
You know, you've just announced that Foxy will be here. Therefore, Foxy will now
she's
no show
going.
For a third
she
time.
She might be here. I know she's got stuff going on. She's going to try and make it. She's going to try and make it.
Try.
Try harder. Try again.
All right.
I'm a little gravelly, man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Drink water.
How about beer?
That'll work.
Mm.
All right, so
beer.
We we definitely want to hear from you. Anything you guys want to talk about, bring up Spank Wagon Radio. Either email us radio at spankwagon.net or give us a call toll free 1-866-587-6257. So we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Now, you know what I want to bring up here? Play a sounder. Let's do a bit.
All right, let's do a bit. Hold on, still doing this timing thing.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
So, I want to talk about something, and every guy in the room and every guy online knows what I'm talking about here. We're talking about the guy code.
I think we only got guys except for one girl in the whole.
Yeah. We don't have female listeners. I think it's important that we establish a guy code. Now, I this week accused a friend of mine of violating the guy code and realized what kind of a hypocrite I am for that. Everybody knows there's like that unwritten rule, those unwritten laws that you just don't violate.
You mean those Budweiser commercials?
Not so much the Budweiser commercials. The man law shit, no. But if I could get Burt Reynolds in here with us, you know I would.
So wait, what's the difference between man law and guy code?
Simple. Man law is a commercially funded endeavor by Budweiser. Guy code is not. Every guy knows what the guy code is, but I think it's important that we go over the guy code and talk about when it's okay to...
I have a question real fast.
Yes.
Every guy knows about the man code, but not one of you fucking follows it.
That's because there's a problem with the guy code. It's inherently flawed. When it comes to the penis, the guy code is null and void.
So wait a minute. This code that you want to tell people about and be kind of evangelical about, you don't even follow and you're getting called...
No. Well, you know what?
I have violated the guy code.
The guy code does hold up sometimes. It depends on the situation. If it has absolutely nothing to do with the penis. Oh, that's what you just said.
Yeah. Sometimes it does have something to do with the penis. Tick, tick, tick. Okay, so certain rules of the guy code, and there's ones that are well-known and some that aren't. One that is not well-known...
Don't they sell insurance?
Is there... Thanks, Bert. You can have the last slice of pizza. You can have the last beer. You cannot have both. That is a clear violation of the guy code right there. Come on, dude.
Wait, okay, so
the person say, you know, the dude go, no, I'm done, man, I'm good. Do you still eat the pizza and the beer? Or you know that motherfucker's going to want it later?
Yeah, I eat the pizza and the beer.
Look, if
fuck
you, okay.
Shit. I'm hungry and
usually
thirsty.
This situation doesn't come on in a one-on-one situation. Because in a one-on-one situation, you've got 12 slices of pizza, each get six. Six pack of beer, you each get three. But in a situation where you have an uneven number of people where things get shared, say like you have seven guys, if you have three pizzas and four six packs of beer... You can't have the last slice of beer or last slice of pizza and the last beer. That is really just a foul thing to do.
So how you got the last piece of pizza with no fucking beer?
You have a glass of water. You have a soda. Or you just start doing shots.
Do you agree?
Shots and pizza? Fuck you. If I drank beer, I'm taking the beer and the pizza because you know what? There's one code that's ultimately always going to be more important and higher structure than the guy code.
What's that?
Asshole's law.
See? You see? This is why you don't have any friends. This is why.
No, this is why I don't have any friends.
Douchebag. No, I just... Look, that's one of those things that's really fucked up. Okay, now, here's a question for guy code. When you go to a movie with another dude, you sit with one empty seat between the two of you. Standard rule.
Depends. Depends on the situation.
Now, when is it okay to sit next to the other guy?
When the theater is really crowded.
Okay.
Or you said you want to sit and bullshit with him because it's a shitty
movie. Or he has really sexy clothes.
Or it's Foxy.
See, again, Foxy doesn't register as a guy.
Tell you. All right, so Actually, now the question is then, and let's open this up. I mentioned this in the chat room. All right, assholes. Call 1-866-587-6257. We want to hear your opinions on the guy code.
Fucking pick up the phone and call us.
Yeah, it's if you pick up the phone, you will get a private cam viewing of Zuzu's boobs.
Okay, how about
in the year 2095?
Maybe. So.
Okay, and then another thing. Okay, pissing in the stalls.
Okay.
If there's three stalls, do you go next?
Wait,
to the
stalls or urinals?
Urinals, I'm sorry. Okay. If there's three, it is only
two
people.
It could be a trough. It could be at a ballpark.
If it's a trough. Okay, here's the thing. If it's at a trough at a ballpark, you need 2 feet of space between you, and you look up and nowhere else. Also, another thing about in the bathroom, don't talk! There is no conversation in the bathroom!
I just had to tell my friend a fucking... That's a funny story. I just had to tell him. He was in there. I was sitting there. I was trying to take a fucking shit, right? It's like I had
to...
You're
trying to take a shit?
I was trying to take a shit.
I hate it when people talk to me when I'm trying to take a shit.
Thank you!
Yeah, and he was asking me, I mean, not only talking, he was like, yeah, so how's your math class going? You know, it's like, well, da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, well, are you going to, so what are you doing this weekend? You know, he's going the whole conversation. It was like 5 fucking minutes.
Oh, my God.
My ass was going numb on the fucking toilet. I was like, this is at work.
Like,
right?
Dude, I can't shit while you're talking.
Yes. And I said, dude, I told him that straight. I said, dude, I got to shit, man. You got to fucking go. I got to shit, dude.
Do you know what happens? Okay,
shit.
With girls. Girls will always talk to girls in the bathroom, regardless if we're shitting, if we're pissing. If
see,
we're
but you have vaginas, and that's fine.
And no, we will have a full-on conversation, and Tinkle is going.
See, here's like,
the flow is
this
going.
Weekend, this Tinkle? Weekend, myself, Trencher, and a couple of the guys, we're going to Disneyland together. We go into the bathroom. We'll be da-da-da-da-da-da. As soon as you hit that entranceway, silence! Shut up! There is no talking in the bathroom!
I'll agree with you. There's no talking in the bathroom. There's no talking when you're taking a shit. And you know what? I've had that happen to me too. Worse though, it was a VP of the company. And I'm trying to piss. And the VP of the company's talking to me. I'm like, oh my God.
I can't pee while you're talking, dude. Shut up!
How do you tell the VP of your company? You know, I
I really got this.
You know what it is?
Shut up!
I've done this. You fake the shake, you leave, and you go find another bathroom.
Yes.
Why don't people get this? You do not talk in the bathroom. And the proper etiquette, if you have 3 urinals and 2 stalls, this is what the pissing order is. You get a guy pissing in urinal number 1. You get a guy pissing in urinal number 3. You get a guy pissing in both of the stalls. And if another guy shows up, you wait outside.
You wait outside.
Oh, okay. Now let's do this. Let's talk about this. So someone's standing behind you waiting for your urinal. It's a stadium or it's a concert, something yes. where it's unavoidable. There is no other stalls other than the sinks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those. And you fart. Do you say excuse me or do you just say fuck the asshole God. Behind me?
Dude, you fart. That's it.
All right.
And then as you're leaving, sorry, dude.
Guys don't say excuse me. Girls say, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Oh, girls fart?
Do they do a full girls do a full apology when they fart?
Yeah. They'd be like, "Oh,
is it
hey, here's weird. Do you guys spit in the urinal when before or after you piss?
No, I do not.
You do not?
Nope.
I can't stand motherfuckers who do that.
I only
shit,
do it when there's another dude in the bathroom. If it's just me, nope.
I can't take that shit, man.
For those of you not privy to the conversation that just happened, Zuzu has to leave, unfortunately. So everyone wave bye to the boobs.
Bye.
Oh, hey-o.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to be in the number one chair. All right, so.
Yeah, you don't talk in the bathroom.
No, you don't talk in the men's room. You don't talk in the girls' room. None of that whatsoever.
My arm got caught in a funky position there. I wasn't trying to cop a feel, I promise.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he really wasn't. If I was, I'd admit to it. No, it's just that you do not talk in the bathroom.
Well, like Tosa went in and say, "Hey, how's it going?"
And you don't answer the phone while you're shitting either.
No. I will agree. First, you don't answer the phone.
I have the best fucking conversations when I'm on the phone in the
shitter.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You know why? Because you're not distracted. Okay. I must admit, I am a shitter and a texter in the bathroom.
Shit and text, but no shit and talk.
No. I won't shit and text. I will not shit and talk. I will shit and play Tetris.
Look at the conversation Stitch just came in. Stitch just signed up. It's probably like these guys are already talking about shit, huh?
Dude, seriously, like I can't lie. I'll send emails and I'll blog when I'm shitting, but I won't.
won't call the motherfucker. Like today when I called Trench, because Trench has a nasty habit of answering his phone when he's on the toilet.
I do not talk on the phone when I'm on the toilet.
Dude, I've called you at least 5 times in the last month.
That's because
he's always on the fucking toilet.
Well, yeah. No, no, no. Here's how it works. You ready? If I don't answer my phone on his first call, I get 2 texts and a call to my house phone. This bitch is the most insecure motherfucker.
Motherfucker, that's because you own a cell phone just so you don't have to answer it.
Yes.
You realize how counterproductive that is, and I have important shit to tell you.
You have nothing important to tell me except get your ass over here and pick me up.
Reverend Hammer says just to play the DS.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, throwing myself under the bus.
Wait. Why is no one calling in 1-866-587-6257? We want to hear your voices, people. Motherfuckers.
You know what? In Warcraft, when I got my mount, I was shitting when I got my mount. I would raid and shit in Warcraft.
That would
okay,
you
but
shit
wait
your,
a minute.
Would you shit in the chair or would you shit in the toilet?
Oh, I'm in the toilet. I was on the toilet with my laptop. My laptop. Like, this is getting really hot, but I need my mount. Dude.
Okay, my next question then. Wait a minute. If you're sitting on the toilet that long, your ass is numb, your legs are numb. What do you do when you stand up? Do you just
fall over.
Or fall
you know what's worse than the numb ass? The sweaty ass.
Oh.
As your ass is sliding around the seat.
How many ass gaskets do you put on the toilet at your work?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Do you wipe down the seat?
No.
Okay.
I just shit.
So you walk in there, you sit down, the seat's warm.
No, I will not use I will not use a stall after someone else has
been
in.
But I got to point this out, and this happens in my workplace. We have 3 stalls, okay? Mm-hmm. We have it, and it goes urinal, stall 1, stall 2, and the handicap Miklo stall, okay? So
I can't use the handicap stall. There's too much space.
Oh, I can.
I need to be condensed when
I shit. I can. I'm like, fuck, wheelchair.
I like the handicap shitter. I like to spread out and shit. Let my ball sack drop in.
All right, but here's the thing. You don't use the first shitter. No one uses the first shitter. Everyone goes for the middle shitter. Everyone goes for the middle shitter at work. So, unfortunately, you walk in and you're like, oh,
it's okay to be in a stall next to another dude. That's
warm.
Okay. But you can't. Yeah. Okay. I have to admit, we fuck with each other in the bathroom at work all the time just to be funny.
You
me and,
fuck other people in the bathroom
no,
at work,
I fuck
Mr.
with
Craig.
Them.
Senator Craig, please tell the truth.
There is no toe tapping in there. No, we'll fuck with each other. Like, you guys know, you guys met Ty and Brown Guy. Every once in a while, like, if I know one of them is next to me.
Turn off the lights?
No. I'll reach under, grab their belt, and I'll pull their belt off their pants. I've done that.
No, wait a minute. You do not look at anyone when you're pissing. You look forward. You know the make and model of
no,
the
dude,
pump.
No, dude, that's when you're shitting.
When you're shitting, stall, you've got your fucking hand all over them when their pants are off.
No, well, the pants are down around the ankle, so the belt's just fucking...
So the belt's just... The belt's in my stall anyway, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm taking the goddamn belt. And then you always hear the clattering of the phone as it hits the floor after it's come off the belt clip. Either that, or when I know it's them again, or if I know it's if I know it's Gary, I'll reach over and I'll untie a shoelace. Like,
son of a bitch, knock it off.
See, I'll do shit like I'll turn off the light if I know the person in there.
Oh yeah,
I'll just
yeah.
leave it off. You know,
I get fucking paper, wet paper towel.
Yeah, I've done
over
that too.
Over the stall. Yep.
I've done that too. But yeah, I don't know when I'm shitting.
I'll fake beating off. That's a good one too. Oh, yeah.
You're only saying fake because your boss listens.
Oh, Tim. No. Okay. So in the bathroom, the correct etiquette is. Stall. Anybody can, or urinal. Anybody can be in a stall.
All right. Hey, hold on. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Ah, yes. I thought I would throw some words in here.
Oh, Vert. All right. Virtual one calling from Iowa. Man law question or comment?
It's guy code. It's not man law.
A little bit of a direction change.
A direction? Well, okay.
Murphy clued me in with his belt. How about pranks?
Oh, I'm a prank master. I move.
How many people have gotten malicious pages and phone calls while they were in the bathroom?
Oh, fucking numerous. Yeah. I've sent the guy in the stall next to me sex messages just to make them uncomfortable. It's like, motherfucker, ding, dude!
That or, there's always shutting off the light. That's a fucker.
That's a good one because, man, if there's no emergency light and they don't, you know.
Yes, and I've been in that situation. It's been dark as fuck.
One.
Shit.
Okay, first off.
Turn around the wrong way and you wind up with a foot in the toilet.
It begs the age-old question. How do you know when you're done wiping your ass?
You don't. You can't
you
see
don't.
Your shit.
You're like, oh, God, I hope I don't strip my underwear.
Dude, okay, so I'm not the only guy who looks down and checks the toilet paper
of
then.
Course.
No, I check, of course. Right.
Okay, wait.
You don't want a smelly asshole.
All right, hold on. Let me ask a question. Back to front or front to back? Which way do you wipe?
Vert, what you first?
I would say, how about left or right?
What the fuck?
You know what? I start front to back. Then I may go back to front, and then I'll do the. Then I'll scrape the side. The side.
Are you lifting up like folds in your ass?
Because I got sweaty ass cheeks, so you got to wipe the side. You got to trim off the siding. All right.
So let's you know, Vert, we'll keep you on the line for a little bit. Anybody else? We still have an open line. We have plenty of phone lines. Call us 1-866-587-6257.
Hey, glad to know you got that number 6 fixed, Vert. What about you, Trench? Which way do you wipe? Front to back or back to front?
Front to back. Front to back. Take it away from the balls.
I can't wipe front to back.
Wait. You drag your shit to your nuts.
Yeah, and then I wipe my balls. I'll check the back of my nuts. I'll make sure there's no shit there. I am physically... I can't do it.
You can't wipe front to back.
You're not that fat where you can't reach your asshole.
I don't have the mechanical aptitude to wipe front to back.
Oh, yeah. Always front to back. Keep it away from the balls.
I know. With the okay.
Because when the balls get sweaty and you got a little bit of shit on them, now you got shitty, sweaty balls.
Let me announce something that we have not talked about on the air. Folks, my wife gave birth to our first daughter about... Yes, thank you much. About a month ago. So I'm like, I'm sitting there doing the diaper cleanup, and she's like, no! What? No! Don't do that! What? You go front to back! Okay. Yes. She freaked out! She lost her shit!
Is it because it can lead to
an infection? Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I have no idea. It's like fucking...
Dude, I was just about ready to take her out the back and hose her off, man. I was like... Wow. But Rev says I need a rag on a stick. What am I, a midget?
Hey, we got one more line open up. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257. All right.
What would you do if you had to change hands?
I have done that because, you know, you hurt your finger or some shit like that. Spray something. And that shit is fucking awkward.
Dude.
Fuck.
In high school?
You scrape your whole back and shit with shit trying to do it.
In high school, I broke my right hand. I had my entire right hand and the two fingers in a cast. Yeah. So I had to wipe with the left hand. That was the most uncomfortable 8 weeks of my life.
The accuracy is totally fucking off, man. It's like pissing with my left hand.
Dude, just, seriously? I just abandoned toilet paper at that point and just bought baby wipes. There was just no other way around it. It was like, I got to clean my asshole out.
Yeah, I always get the back of my wipe left-handed. Oh, God.
You got to just... I like the baby wipe idea, though. I've done that, man. I had like a box of baby wipes left in the bathroom. I'm like, you know what? There's toilet paper and there's baby wipes.
Every time I get the stomach flu...
Ah, baby wipes in it. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Every time I get the stomach flu, I just buy baby wipes. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not even dealing with this shit
now. Oh, man. All right, so back...
I have no kids, but I could have told you that.
Back to the guy code.
So, okay, guy code. And now that Zuzu's gone.
And we got Vert on the line.
Vert.
I was going to clear the line and give somebody else.
No, you're not.
We have a $20,000 phone system. We can hold calls.
Oh, God.
Oh shit, the calls are pouring in.
Got one. Don't let him go.
Exactly.
Don't leave the line, man. When is it okay to date one of your best friend's exes?
Ooh.
Now, I am a huge violator of the guy code on this one. My wife.
Didn't you all you guys like used to date fucking each
we
other?
We did. We all used to date each other. My wife is my deceased best friend's widow. She is Daryl's wife. She was Daryl's wife. And I had a real hard time with that in the beginning. And then my aunt said to me something that I think has honed true ever. If Daryl had to pick someone to take care of Jackie, it would have been me.
Right.
So, like, ever since she said that to me, I haven't had a single problem with it. But it's one thing.
But that's one thing different. I mean, when you're talking about someone who's deceased, you know.
But if someone wanted to date my ex-wife, like one of our friends who we know really well.
Would you just warn him?
The question is, you know, what grounds you got the divorce on, I suppose.
That's the thing.
Bad grounds. But I don't.
Is it guy code to warn the guy, or is guy code to say
no or yes?
Okay, well, if she dumps you, I think it's your duty to give. You have to at least ask for permission. But if you dump her, I kind of think maybe he should still come to you and ask. But for the most part, you know, Rev says 1 to 2 months. I would even say 6 months out.
Because 1 to 2 months,
you're still having sex with the person on the side. I mean, when was the last time, other than you, Trench, who's never had sex with anyone other than your wife, when was the last time you broke up with someone and didn't keep fucking for like another 3 months?
Hardly ever.
I know, seriously. fucking the relationship's over, but the sex continues.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Like a royalty check.
In my opinion, if you broke up, they should not go out with that person.
Not at all.
Not at all. Period.
Period.
Period. Because you made an investment and you spoke about things that should never be repeated. There's no trust.
Yeah.
There's. I mean, I'm sorry, but people talk, and I don't tell people what I don't want them to know ever. You know. So
wait. So there's abs never?
I'll say never. I personally will never date anybody who broke up with a friend of mine. Ever.
Wow.
Wow, that's
it's over and it's over.
That is some hardcore guy code right there.
Hey, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Fuck you. You'd be like 2.5 minutes. Wait, you just broke up with him? Yeah, let's go talk.
What time is it, white girl? I got to go.
I'll make you feel better.
Well, while my friend's still with the bitch.
Wait. I may be black. My name ain't Rerun. It's Rebound.
What about you, Vert? What do you say?
I'd say the two, three months.
2-3 months? Now, does the guy have to come to you and get your blessing?
I don't think that should be required.
Okay, well,
or do you think you should at least notify, like?
Well, it should. Something like that, you wouldn't want to find out third party or something.
Yeah,
that'd
be shitty.
At least let them know.
Okay, how about this? Now, the difference is, it's a girl that you were dating for a week. You know, you guys that you fucked a little bit. Then that was.
Oh, fuck! If I dated for a week, we're gonna hand around like a party favor.
But you, and, but or like compared to them being married to that person for 2-3 years. And it's an ex,
or even a long term relationship. Doesn't matter if it's married.
So is it a set guideline, or like you said, like never, or is it like, well, okay, well, you guys just dated and fucked a couple times, so I want to fuck her a couple times too, and maybe stop dating her also. what do you think?
What
of
do you
that
think,
one,
Vert?
We call that like the 1 month trial period.
1 month trial. Trench, what about you? If I've only put my dick in her a couple of times, are you gonna want a piece of her?
If it's just a fuck thing?
Yeah, well,
oh,
even
don't
if we
dated,
don't
fucking change your
even
shit
if we
now,
dated,
man.
Is there a time period? Like, do they have to be dating more than a month before you
know,
say
I'm,
that's
I'm,
it, it's
I'm,
off limits?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to still say no. I'm going to hold true to what I think. And,
wow.
You know, if you know, first off, I'm not going to get my friend sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds.
Secondly, you know, you and I both know that if, let's say, a chick broke up with me and started dating you, that they would immediately be measuring the two of us.
Oh, I know. That's always
and that
the worst
happen.
Part.
That's why it's no. I'm not going to be measured next to my best friend or
wow.
a friend. I'm
or
not going to be measured.
Yeah.
It's one party. I mean, it's not because I'm my ego's that good. It's because my ego's that bad.
Yeah, you don't want to be. You don't want to be held up to the same standards. You know, Decaf brings up a good point. Our little group of friends, it is rather incestuous. We've all dated each other's and each other's siblings at one point. And I, you know, that's kind of something I was never on the long-term end of that. I was always the rebound guy. And whenever I started dating someone that one of my friends had already dated first, I don't think I asked permission, but I at least let them know. I'm like, hey, dude, by the way, I'm putting my dick in this person who you spent some quality time with.
Now, that's after you do the dick and not before. So you don't go and say, can I please?
It's always after.
Can I please have permission
now,
to fuck the shit out of your ex?
With my wife, though.
Is that just as worse as just fucking them and then
finding out?
Now,
hold on, though. With my wife, though, before we even started seriously dating, I talked to the group. I talked to the crew first. I'm like, hey, guys, here's the deal. Jackie and I have started kind of seeing each other. Is this cool? And I know a couple of people had a real problem with it, but it wasn't for the reason that you thought. When I went and talked to them, it was because they were afraid that I was just putting my dick in her. They said to me, dude, if this
they
is...
They know you well.
Yeah, they said, dude, if this is like a short-term thing, you're going to get your ass beaten here in about 10 seconds. But if this is a serious long-term relationship, then, dude, go for it.
Marriage,
and
kids.
That sounds like a case of where they broke up on good terms, though.
Well, it wasn't really a breakup.
It wasn't a breakup. Daryl passed away.
So it was, and I love the guy to death. I mean, I stand true to my word. He's sitting in heaven at the bar waiting for the rest of us to show up. And now he's there with my dog, for crying out loud. So they're just, he's just waiting for, he's waiting to crap to cap the first keg off, man. But it was very, very strange at first. And I've dated my friends, you know, exes, and it's always kind of an uncomfortable situation. So, I mean, that guy code thing is, I'll admit, dude, I've blown out the guy code numerous times, and I've been a dick about it, but there are certain things I won't do and certain things I will, but if it comes to matters of the penis, then it's like, whatever, dude, gonna do what I want to do. You know, and I'll fully admit I've been a prick about that.
All right, so we got one more, any one more topic for the guy code?
There's all kinds of topics for the guy code.
All right.
All right. So you're driving. You're going on a long, and this applies to us here, going on a long distance trip. As the shotgun, is it your job to be the navigator?
Then the driver should not be the navigator.
No, really. Shotgun guy. Shotgun.
I have to say this right now. I am known
as the professional passenger.
I am the professional passenger. I used to be so phobic about driving and freeways and stuff that if I could cop a ride out of anybody, I would.
I fixed that too, didn't I?
You did. And actually, moving out here did that finally. But I was the professional passenger. I always got a ride. I was nowhere near as bad as our friend Ragman, but I was pretty damn bad. Now, with that said, it is my job as a professional passenger to be the navigator, to not get that person lost, and not just not get them lost, but to point out where the cops are.
Yeah, that's totally – I agree. Guys who sit in the shotgun seat, especially on a long-distance trip, if your motherfucking ass doesn't have the fucking MapQuest sheet in your lap and eyes on a fucking road and head on a swivel, you are not doing your job and you should be relegated to the back seat with the women.
I've been on a long road trip with someone that was supposed to be navigating and they fell asleep.
That would also be me.
We passed by the exit by like a half an hour.
Oh, wait, no, that was when you guys went to Minneapolis, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay, now, tomorrow, myself, Trench, and a couple of the crew, including good old Stitz there, we're going to Disneyland. So it's a straight shot for 98% of the way. So Trench, who is going to be shotgun, he can sleep that 98% of the way while me and Jay are out cold in the back. But him and when you hit that San Bernardino turnoff at that fucking creepy-ass turn.
Better down some caffeine and get waked.
That's right. Yep. Your ass needs to be awake and head on a swivel.
And it will be.
Decaf, what about you, man? Do you guys need, like, I know you don't need navigators in the hood, but you need a guy keeping an eye on the man.
Run, motherfucker, run!
See the police? Want a brother.
I guess, well, pretty much.
What's
the
last thing you want to see your navigator do?
I don't know. I guess black people are different. We just kind of just play music and talk shit and get pulled over. We ain't watching for no cops. Cops going to pull us over regardless.
So you
regardless what our speed is, we're doing 55 to come. Woo, 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 woo.
Shit, man, we must match it.
You're doing under the limit, sir. Step out of the car. Damn. Spread your legs.
What?
Who's a criminal? which one of you guys? Which one of you guys have a warrant?
All right, now here's you know what?
That's a mole, sir.
That brings up the next guy code, and this is a rough one. You get pulled over. You've got something.
We've been at it before.
You've got something in the car. You are the driver. It is found in the driver's seat, but it is not your car. What do you do? Do you take the blame, or do you say, man, that's not my car? What do you do?
Well, they're going to figure that part out when they run it, but, you know.
Or does it even matter? I mean, how does the law go? Does it matter if it's in the car with you?
The cops kind of let people roll on each other, so it kind of,
I'll be a rolling motherfucker. I was like, oh, shit, that my doobie? Fuck did that come from?
If you were to claim something in the car that wasn't yours.
That's Murphy shit.
I mean, obviously they have you at that point. If you're saying that's not yours, they still have to be able to pin it on whoever owns it. I mean, he could say, well, I didn't put that in there either. Sorry.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, because you're in control of the vehicle, they assume that everything in the vehicle is yours or it's stolen.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird one, but like if it's me and say I get pulled over and I'm driving Decaf's car, dude, I'll take the hit. Say there's something in the driver's seat that he left there, but I'm driving the car. I'll take the hit. I'm not gonna roll on you, man.
You know, it just depends on what it is, really.
No snitching.
You know, it just depends on what it is.
I've heard about it happening the other way too, where someone was a passenger in a vehicle that got pulled over, and he made a point of pointing out to the officer which things in the car were his.
What is it?
And he says, okay. He basically was saying,
this is
the officer to know. He had no idea what else might be in the car, I think was the problem.
First off, you just don't let the officer.
You don't want to get tied into anything else that might happen to be discovered.
Here's the thing. If it isn't drugs or alcohol, then you don't let them search your fucking car.
Yeah, no shit. You can even say no.
You can say no if it's drug and alcohol, but they're just going to get the dog. Secondly,
hold on.
I've been with a guy, and cops did a U-turn right behind him, and what did I see go out by next to my window? Whoop, whoop. Next to my window, beer cans started flying out.
Okay,
like,
this is kind of a dubious one because it involves legality. So let's talk about something that isn't legal. Or that is not legal. That's not legally. Well, it has a legal ramification, but isn't legally based.
All right.
You have a friend. You hang with that friend all the time.
I got a friend.
That friend is married. He cheats on his wife. Do you cover for him? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, total cover.
Hell yeah. I will cover for any of my friends, and I fully expect you motherfuckers to cover for me.
100%.
That's Bert? One of those things where I'd cover for him, but have some serious talking to do later.
Well,
I
think that would be one of those things of, you know, not wanting to cover indefinitely.
I'll cover for you forever and a fucking day.
I lie, they have video evidence. They ain't that motherfucker.
No, that's not him.
You don't got no mole. You don't got no mole. You got no mole on his back.
You know? And but I would absolutely admonish the person for putting me into that position.
I'd say, dude, don't. If you're going to want me to do that, ask me first.
Yeah, exactly.
I will cover for my friends to the end. Especially if you're married to a fucking cunt. If you are married to some fucking slack-jawed, no ambition, do nothing, nag all day, fucking ride your ass for the littlest fucking thing shit, I will help you find pussy on the side. Don't even worry about it. It's like, come on, motherfucker, let's go get you laid. Especially if she stops sucking dick. If she stops sucking dick, I will go to Craigslist myself and find you a woman.
And then ask her if she'd do videos with,
with 11 guys. No, I'm just, okay, look, this is fucked up, and I hope my wife isn't listening. But I would cover for every one of you two.
One of us three.
Well, you guys, Vert, and Zeus, Vert, I'd cover, is Vert married?
No.
I was going to say. Bert, you still think girls are icky, don't you?
I think he dropped. I don't know.
I would cover for you guys in a heartbeat. Just let me know so I don't get caught in a lie. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, motherfucker, we were out last night.
Trust me, dude. I have my shit scripted. I've read my shit out. I'm like, look, dude, all right, here we go.
That's what those text messages are.
We were at the bar at 120 to 120 to, you know,
he says scripted. I can see it like this. Hold on, honey. sounds like Bert dropped. All right, so.
Yeah, I'll cover for
him. I can see it. I think he sees like this, like. I was at excuse number 42. I was at the laundromat.
Yeah.
Spin cycle. Fuck. No.
Walmart's always the best place.
Yeah, I would cover for my friends.
I was hungry.
And I would expect them to cover for me. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say, hey, man, I'll cover for you, but it's another to expect them, and I would expect that.
I do the five baby line. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, come on now. You know he would do that shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Come on, baby. Come on, man.
Are you serious? You really think that? Wow. Do you not know how much he's in love with you?
This motherfucker fucking loves you. This motherfucker works for you. You a fucking bitch. You know that, right?
He would go to the ends of the earth for you, and you really want to sit here and question me?
Yeah, that's some fucked up
shit. You're bringing
shit.
It to me instead of talking to him. You should talk to him. If you have doubts about how your there relationship you go. Is there going, you go. Then you need to talk to him and not come to me about this shit. Please. Of course he was with me.
Run!
Yeah, we sound kind of a little bit too good. We sound a little bit too good rehearsed.
Okay. No shit. Okay.
Wait,
three ways.
A dress rehearsal?
Let's talk three ways now.
Three ways?
Do you, and this is, I guess it's a sexual preference thing, would you have a three-way with another chick and one of your friends?
Would I? Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No?
No.
I got to go with a yes because I've done it. And
rhetorical question.
It's a rhetorical question. But there are rules. Number one, don't look me in the eye. Number two, if you're doing the pig on a spit maneuver.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You got such lovely brown eyes. I have a problem. When you're doing the pig on a spit, when you got one in the back and one in the mouth, sometimes that can be a little gay because it's like, dude, this is great. Yeah. Don't high five when you're doing that, by the way. Dude, high five. Dude, if she wasn't here, we could totally touch dicks right now. It's like, no. The other rule, balls don't touch.
Yes.
Balls do not. If you're doing a DP, hold your balls up.
I wouldn't even do a fucking, I don't know. The dog. Well, I guess it depends on the situation.
DP. Hey, I got no problem with DP. But again, and then the other rule: when it comes to cum, and I got to quote Joe Rogan on this, do not come on me because there is the 12-inch rule. If you come on my hand, I have to gnaw my own arm off at the elbow. Do not jizz on me. Fucking A. And after you've come in her mouth, don't expect me to kiss her. That's not going to happen.
Now what about coming on top of his cum? If he
I have no problem with
load,
that.
That you will blow your load.
You're just mixing ingredients in the bowl. You know that's all that is.
Now, would you stick the dick in the mouth on top of his cum that's already in there?
Yeah.
And blow the load?
Because then you've got cum and saliva, and it's fine.
And Reverend in the chat room says it's not gay if balls don't touch.
But I will not cream pie after he has. So if he's cum inside of her, I am not going to cum in the same orifice. Baby,
so how's that different from coming in her mouth?
Because in the mouth, she's going to swallow, especially if it's my load, because there's going to be so much of it, there's no other option.
Now you put your dick in that bitch, spit all that shit back up.
Or she gags, passes out, your buddy says, well, might as well finish off anyway.
Or she was dead to begin with.
And then
with.
He goes, by the way, don't tell my wife.
No.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen, all you motherfuckers!
Take my stir, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
If I thought that you knew the way, I'd open my mouth if I had something smart to say. I bought a stack of books, I didn't read a thing. It's like I'm sitting here waiting for birds to sing. Let's do it again.
I want a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Oh, hey.
What's going peanut on? Butter jelly time. All right, so.
Does he look like a bitch?
All right. Reverend, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Oh.
You fuckers better be glad I have fucking unlimited nights and weekends, or I'll have to send you a bill.
Blah, blah, blah. Push the cart. Hey. Push the cart.
Hey, fuck you. I answer phones now, okay?
Oh.
You're a telemarketer.
No. Even worse, help desk.
Phone sex operator?
Ooh. Phone desk monkey.
But I get paid decently,
psychic
though.
Hotline.
I predict it's going to be hot tomorrow. And what if you live in Texas, fuck yes, it's going to be hot.
What kind of Texas?
No, you're in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were in Florida.
Fuck no, I got the fuck out of there, guys.
You know what? The only thing there is in Texas, right?
Steers and queers. Steers, I don't know.
Queers, I've heard that joke, okay?
I know, but I get to say it every time. So I don't understand. Why do they need tech support on how to put one cart into the next cart and push 50 carts into... Or do you do the tech support on the magnetic thing that pushes the carts up automatically?
No, actually what I do, I support a program for sales reps.
So it's a bunch of dumb fucks that don't know how to type in like two lines of code.
Don't tell
shit.
Me it's something like Marketron or something like that, is it?
No, no. I'll leave that for a bit of an offline conversation.
Goldmine! Oh, God, I hate that. Goldmine. Oh, anyway, hey, Rev.
He just came out of the fucking
woodwork
tonight.
Rev comes up like a bad case of herpes. Every once in a while, he shows up, and you just wish he would leave for 7 days.
He even signed up on the site, which is
holy
amazing.
Holy poop!
So I have to go find his old sign up.
I even like try to add you as a friend on MySpace. Come on, man.
Who, me?
No, spank not you. Spankwagon.
Yeah, bitch, bigger than you.
Oh, Spankwagon is because of me. Anyway,
by the way, I did like your joke. Stop with the wrestling and get on with the funny.
Well, now with that line, with Murphy saying, you know, listen to JSTFU, he was like praying for the funny. And you know, I actually went back and listened to a couple of episodes. God damn, I don't blame him one fucking time.
And you know what's funny, Rev, is I was telling Decaf who you were because you're another guy I know from Iowa, and you actually JSTFU was a spinoff of sorts of Spankwagon, mm-hmm. And he went. Spankwagon had a spinoff?
We had two.
We had two of them.
What was it? Spankwagon East or some dumb shit like that?
Yeah, you wanted to do Spankwagon East. I vetoed that, and then you came up with JSTFU, which is a great fucking URL.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Killjoy, though, What I Wish I
Didn't
Know show.
Killroy's What I Wish I Didn't
Know. Killjoy. You know, every once in a while, I have it on my iTunes. I bring up the episode where he went to the Catholic wedding.
You know, which was my old parochial school.
That still has me rolling every
time
I hear that.
That's my old parochial school I went to.
I was going to say, if I may jump in here, I think my most favorite What I Wish I Didn't Know show was the one when he tried to quit smoking for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. You know, I should pull that
we
audio
should put
out.
The, yeah,
put
or at least put the shows up so everyone can download. For those of you who don't know, Killjoy.
Roy.
Killroy.
Killroy.
Whatever. Killroy would work all year and then every summer would literally move down to a van down by the river. And he would live like off the land as like a homeless guy down by the river every summer.
Yep.
When I found this out, that just, I was like, holy cow. Anyway, Rev, you called for a reason. I'm sure you did. What is it?
Yeah, the original reason was about the whole threesome thing with two guys and one woman. Murphy, I must say you're either braver or gayer than I, because if that was never to come up with me, there is no way in hell another package is going to be in that sink in that room with me naked. Just not happening.
Are you insecure? Insecure male.
No, it's just like, man, I just don't want to see another guy's junk.
So you don't look.
Okay, so the thing is, do you watch porno?
Dude, even my porno only has that. Okay?
You see junk all the fucking time.
Yeah, his porno is dyke only. That's awesome. He is Joe Rogan.
Dude, it's the studio lesbian porn because, you know, of course all cute chicks are all going to be bi, right?
Hentai.
You know? Dude, all chicks are bi. They just don't know it. Dude,
yeah.
Kid is Joe Rogan here. Can you believe this? You can keep that Blair Witch shit. I am afraid of cock like nothing else. You want to scare me? You put a big crackhead with a little guy in a room and you try to make him fuck him. No! Run! Run! Don't you fucking touch me!
All right, Rev, so you're going to stay on board then. Thank God you have unlimited mm-hmm. nights and weekends because we're going to go into our next bit, which I believe, which one is it, Murph? Wait.
Under the bus!
Spankwagon Radio.
That sounder didn't work out.
This is a segment where we do what all of you love that we
Actually,
do.
Actually, that sounder was made by Rev.
Yeah.
Yep.
Play another
You're
one.
You're welcome. Radio.
Play another one. Play one of mine, because I like
20
mine.
20 years. Actually, we've played through all of yours.
No, we haven't. I made like 50 of those fucking things.
No, we have played through all of yours.
Oh, wait. There were some that I just couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one that was just sounds of me talking over a rape video. we're going to do some. We're officially doing something that we tend to do fairly often here on the show, but we're going to make it official. This is the under the bus segment, and this is where we throw ourselves under the bus with comments or tales of our past that really just embarrass the fuck out of ourselves, because we know there's nothing more than you love than watching us just shit the bed.
Yep. And by the way, Rev is on the line, and we can still have a couple more people. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257.
Have an orgy with us on Spankwagon. Yeah.
I'm going to fucking isolate that shit.
Hey, no shit. All right. So I got the email from Decaf earlier in the week. The under the bus for tonight is one of the dumbest maneuvers you ever did in a car that either led to an accident or you were lucky as fuck. So that's the under the bus segment for tonight. One of the dumbest maneuvers you ever did in a car that either led to an accident or you were lucky as fuck.
Richard Watson, oh dear. Where do I start?
You may want to call back in there, Bert.
Well, was it time? Anyway, yeah.
There once was this one time at band camp.
Well, since I put out, I just...
yeah, you got to be the first one. You come up with the subject, you got to be the first one under the bus.
Well, okay. I won't say because I wasn't conscious when I had my accident. I was sleeping. So I really, I really can't use that one. But I will use the one where, and just say downtown we have a lot of one-way streets. And I was going not the right way on the one-way street. And this dude's eyes. The dude's eyes
like
fucking
dinner
almost.
Plates?
Yes, almost busted out the fucking windshield. And I was lucky enough to veer off into a fucking parking lot, you know, a 7-Eleven. But I almost went fucking.
Turn your own mic on, douchebag.
Hey, real quick, I just got Vert. He called back in, and he's online.
Oh,
hey, Vert.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, almost had a fucking head-on collision, but this dude's eyes was fucking wide as fucking shit. But yeah, one-way streets, man. I fucking hate them.
One-way streets. Okay, mine. I have a ton of these.
Yeah, I know. You have to pick a
I have there. So many of these.
I know, motherfucker. I've driven with you.
Yes. I've hit bridges. I've had many a car accidents. The one, though, that I remember that I got lucky as fuck, I was at Central Intermediate one day because I had to do some theater stuff. And that was in high school, mind you. And a dude named Charlie's there with his Jeep. I stand on the running boards as he's driving around. Mind you, junior high was just getting out. So I'm car surfing in front of junior high kids. The school liaison officer pulled me off of the fucking Jeep to yell at me. Damn. I did not get a ticket. I did not get arrested. I got scolded to high hell, though. That's
you got treated like an 8-year-old.
Yes.
All right, you got one there, Rev?
Two that I can. Well, they're both really kind of lame because I've never been in anything big. Thank God.
Because your name is Reverend Hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord Jesus.
Amen and pass the hentai.
I got to tell you, Decaf did say it earlier. In case you didn't catch it, Rev, he did say that Reverend Hammer. Is a badass name. Yeah, I got to give you props on that.
I did say that.
Thank you.
Although we do know it was Reverend, what was it, Reverend Wrench or Reverend, it was Reverend Impact Socket Tool, but Trench had to change that for you.
So now you got a cool name. You got a cool name, so what the fuck is all the mumbling stumbling? I don't know. Maybe an accident.
Reboot your computer and call me back.
Come on, you have to have
right,
one.
Right,
come on.
Give us Rev.
What do you got, Rev?
Anyway, one that I can think
wait,
of.
Wait, did you just give us an anyway? Hold on. Did you just try to blow all that off?
You just did a scrappy.
Anyway. That's like the equivalent of long story short. No, motherfucker, give us the long story. No, don't bust out of anyway. Like, you can ignore the fact that we just trashed you for 45 seconds.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. Okay, as far as, like, trying to trash me, that was the thing we used to do in high school at lunchtime. You sit around a big table and insult the fuck out of each other. I'm used to it, okay?
Yeah, so, okay, that's good. So
I would say the goth emo reject kid should be familiar with that.
All right, shut the fuck up and try to tell a story.
Hey, I'm feeling nostalgic. I want to rip on Rev a little more. No.
Hey, go for it. I don't care. Shit. Give me a couple more beers, and I'll be into it.
I'll FedEx you a couple, bro.
I do give a shit about your story, though.
Yeah, dude. Okay, let's hear your story. A couple of fucked up incidents where you fucked up.
And I'm going to admit they're really lame. Yeah, it's me, of course. going down the wrong way on a one-way downtown Austin on a very, very busy Friday night because I did not know where the fuck I was going.
All right.
Dude, was it like Silverado 4x4s as far as the eye could see?
Oh, no, no, like, no. It was like, this is Austin, dude. You know how liberal this
Prius.
Town is?
It was like Prius.
Prius and Econo boxes.
Well, shit, I wouldn't have been worried at all. All
right, Vert, I hear you. What's one of your stories, Vert?
I can think of a couple of them right offhand, and you probably are familiar with both of these. First one, both of these are cat and mouse related, which basically is where people
speed it up, Vert.
Town late at night.
Vert, has anyone ever told you you're the equivalent of Radio Ambien? Come on, man, pick up the pace.
Well, cat and mouse is basically where a bunch of kids run around and.
All right, Vert, tell us the goddamn story.
I'm sorry. Say again.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it? Just tell the story. We don't need the complete.
We know cat and mouse. We know.
So I was playing cat and mouse, which is a game in which people try and hide from each other.
Merv, now shut up. He's getting it.
Okay, we were hidden behind a bar and had the vehicle covered in camo, so we were hard to see, and we were not supposed to be there, of course. And people found us, and they're pulled up behind us, and have just stopped, and they're talking to us on the radio. And they keyed down the radio, and they wouldn't stop talking. And they were talking to someone. And we determined...
Kind of like they had a radio show?
Parked, apparently, right behind them was a police cruiser.
Oh.
Yes. And he kept the mic keyed down, so we could talk back to him to see what was going on. We didn't dare get out of the vehicle, but we didn't know exactly what was going on. And we hear him whisper into the mic, you know, because he didn't want the cop to know that he was talking to anybody, I don't think. But he says... Be quiet. He doesn't see you. We're a couple feet from his bumper, I think.
All right, so, okay.
The cop shined his light right at us and didn't see us. We're like, we would have gotten some.
All
right,
so you almost got busted by a cop. You know what? I could think of another time playing cat and mouse. We're hiding in the middle of the clover leaf. Not on the road, but down in the grass in the area in the easement.
The median, they refer to it. Yeah.
And a cop with his lights on went in front of us. And of course, we're trespassing, mind you, because it's illegal to be there. And a cop with his lights was going through the clover leaf. I'm like, oh, my God, we're fucking busted. So, yeah, I remember that kind of stuff. I also thought you were going to talk about the time we were at Toad's. I was being a professional passenger. And sure enough, we park, we're talking, and next thing you know, people were just parking behind us to get in the bar, and therefore we are there officially trapped behind cars. We couldn't even get out of where we were parked.
Wow, that is a thoroughly enticing conversation.
All right, so Rev, you got another one.
The entire Evansdale Police Department called.
Oh, that was when...
Fuck. I remember that one, I think, if that's the one I'm thinking of.
somebody called in on the 911, multiple cars in the ditch. It was all of us gathered together in one of those on
We were trying to get our buddy Tony's truck out, and someone called it in.
Yes.
Someone called it in that Tony's truck actually flipped over and was on fire. All of a sudden,
and fuego!
Yeah, all of a sudden on the radio, our buddy Brad says, get the fuck out there. They're going to have ambulances and fire trucks right there soon.
They scrambled all the emergency vehicles in the area to us.
Yeah, two fire trucks, two ambulances, four police cars.
Yeah, that's
and
that's
they got people. There, and that's there was
and
one
a partridge in a pear tree. All right.
My sister hit a fucking city bus and parked.
What? Holy shit!
A parked fucking city bus on in a parking lot.
All right.
Wait. What?
Okay.
They pulled up. Well, it was close to a parking lot. You know where you pull up and drop off people.
Yeah.
She fucking ran to the back of the park.
Oh my god.
Okay.
10 in the afternoon. Oh, it wasn't even fucking nighttime, dude. It was
okay. Back the bus up, boys, because Murphy's got one for you.
Sorry.
I can think of one other one.
Wait, Murph, what are you doing?
Hold on. Foxy says she won't make it. She just finished a shoot.
Oh, my God. What a surprise. No.
Okay, here we go. 17 years old, drunk off my ass.
Okay.
In the Luxor parking lot, I managed to hit 7 cars.
Wow, how Grand Theft Auto of you.
Trying to get out of a parking spot.
very Grand Theft
on the top level of its three-story parking garage.
Oh, jeez.
Drunk like you wouldn't even believe. I used to work in the Luxor. I worked in an ice cream parlor in there. It was one of the seven jobs I held down at any given time when I was in high school. And my cousin worked security there. I was just after shift. We just went down into the bar and just got trashed. And the bartender had come up the night before, and I gave him like fucking four banana splits or some shit. And he just was like, "Here you go, dude." I'm like, "All right, here you go." I mean, seriously, I haven't drank that much tequila to this day. And I'm trying to pull out. The best part is I'm in an 83 Buick Regal.
Oh, God.
This was the car that we got 17 of my friends in one night. And I hit seven cars. And in that car, there was no way to hide that kind of damage. Man, I just destroyed cars. So I finally get to the bottom floor. My cousin's there waiting for me. He's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to get home, man. I'm home." And I pass out behind the wheel.
Oh.
I wake up at home with a note from my cousin saying, "You fucking owe me."
Oh.
I get to Luxor the next day, and here's the story. A disgruntled gambler the night before had gotten pissed off at losing a lot of money and had just gone apeshit on the top floor of the parking garage with a hammer.
Somebody was looking out for you, man.
As my cousin, man, he's looking out for me. That is not the first time my drunk driving ass has had to been covered up for. There have been numerous times I've done things. I haven't gotten caught for this one, but 2 years ago, Lee's Liquor does a beer tasting experience, and this was the first year they did it.
Yeah,
this one of the guys I work with, his brother-in-law used to work for Full Sail. So I'm, and this is, again, wonderful role model. I show up there with my father-in-law, and we get trashed. I mean, just blown out of the water. And my father-in-law, God bless him, is a functioning alcoholic. And
is that the you asked me to come to that event.
I asked you to come to that event because I had another ticket.
Yeah,
and we just drank. And I'm walking out of there, and as I'm leaving, dude's brother says to me, "Hey, man, you guys want some to take home?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Hands me a six-pack. Mm. Then one of the hot girls that was with his wife's friend was like, "Hey, can I have some too?" He hands her a case. And she's like, "I don't know if I can carry this." I'm like, "Oh, that's no problem." I take the case, hand her a six-pack, and walk. So I walk out to my car with a case of Full Sail Limited. And for those of you that are connoisseurs of beer, the Full Sail Special Edition that comes in the tiny little jar bottles like the Red Stripe does. This is some of, there you go. This is some of the best beer out there. I walk out to my car, make it to my car, pass out in the car. Next thing I wake up and I'm at home.
Oh.
I drove myself home.
Ooh.
I've done that once.
Once? Dude, or this twice. Is a reoccurring thing with me.
What you talking about? Just don't remember going home?
Yeah, I don't remember driving home.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
And I used to have to drive the freeway the whole way home because I had to drive cross town for everything. And I am upset now because Foxy has said... Wow. Foxy said she's not coming tonight. I just got a text message from a friend of ours. Wally... best Pixar movie ever, period. You know who that came from? That came from The Land, the big one. And I'm not surprised.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
All right, Rev, thank you very much for calling in. Vert, thank you very much for calling in.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. I think what we're going to do is not really rap, but we're going to do one more George Carlin. And then we'll come back and rap.
And I don't know how you are, but I need a place to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff.
That's all your house is? It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff. Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often. Someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff? Get that off of there. Now, sometimes you go on vacation, you gotta bring some of your stuff with you. You can't bring all your stuff. Just the stuff you really like. The stuff that fits you well that month. Let's say you're gonna go to Honolulu. You're gonna go all the way to Honolulu. You gotta take two big bags of stuff. Plus your carry-on stuff, plus the stuff in your pockets. You get all the way to Honolulu and you get in your hotel room and you start to put away your stuff. That's the first thing you do in a hotel room is put away your stuff. I'll put some stuff in here, put some stuff down there. Here's another place for some stuff here. I'll put some stuff over there. You put your stuff over there. I'm putting my stuff over here. Here's another place for some stuff. Hey, we got more places than we've got stuff. We're going to have to buy more stuff. Yeah. And you put all your stuff away, and you know that you're thousands of miles from home, and you don't quite feel at ease, but you know that you must be okay because you do have some of your stuff with you. And you relax in Honolulu on that basis. That's when your friend from Maui calls and says, "Hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend? Spend a couple of nights over here." "Oh, shit, no. Now what stuff do you bring?" Right, you've got to bring an even smaller version of your stuff. Just enough stuff for a weekend on Maui. And you get over, and you're really spread out now. You've got shit all over the world. You've got stuff at home, stuff in storage, stuff in Honolulu, stuff in Maui, stuff in your pockets. Supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. But you get over to your friend's house in Maui and they give you a little place to sleep and there's a little window ledge or some kind of a small shelf and there's not much room on it, but it's okay because you don't have much stuff now. And you put what stuff you do have up there. You put your imported French toenail clippers, your odor readers with the 45-day guarantee, your cinnamon-flavored dental floss, and your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And even though you're a long way from home, you know that you must be okay because you do have your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And you relax in Maui on that basis. That's when your friend says, "Hey, I think tonight we'll go over the other side of the island and stay at my friend's house overnight." "Oh, shit, no. Now what do you bring?" Now you just bring the things you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, cigarettes, contraceptives, Vaseline, whips, chains, whistles, dildos, and a book.
Okay, you obviously don't know how the slow clap works. That is a classic example of the slow clap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, baby.
We have a ton of people to thank. First off,
a metric ton, if you will.
Okay, T-O-N-N-E. First off, a big thank you to Virtual One and Reverend Hammer for calling in. A big thank you and mad props to...
Hammer time.
Everybody in the chat room, Reverend Hammer, Toe, Virtual One, and Radio X UK. Plus a few people that popped in and out. Stitz, I believe, is one of them.
Yeah, your name and a couple of others.
Yeah. Also, big thank to all of our syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
Love you, Jimmy.
KC Host Radio Network. Door from
Yarp.
Door from Hell Radio.
Door from Hell.
Fox FM. Showdown Network.
Steve. As opposed to Foxy FM.
The No Show Network there.
Oh.
No. Showdown Network. Steel City Radio. Radio X UK. Oh, Radio X in the chat room as well.
And?
Trax Radio out of Australia. And our brand new syndicate, KBMA, out of Oklahoma City.
Yeehaw! Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping down the plains.
Right. Don't forget to check out our website, spankwagon.net. The conversation and everything continues there.
Spankwagon Radio, barely controlled chaos.
Radio at spankwagon.net is the best way to email us. And, of course, our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon and myspace.com/spankwagonmedia.
Don't forget, guys, spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by canishosting.com. That's C-A-N-I-S hosting.com. Check them out. Deals like you wouldn't even believe. Half off if you pay for the entire year in advance, you get a free domain name.
And there's a discount by using the coupon code SPANKWAGON.
Really? What's that coupon code again?
SPANKWAGON.
One more time.
SPANKWAGON!
Check it out, bitches!
We'll be back. Oh, no, we won't be back next week.
Shit, that's right, guys.
Next week's the 4th of July, and we decided that we'd rather go watch fireworks, so you will hear a best
Friday.
Of...
Friday. In the park. We won't be here on the 4th of July.
Nope. We are going to have a best of show. So if you have
best of
something you'd like to hear in the best of show, submit those entries to radio@spankwagon.net. This is your show as much as it is ours. Tell us what you want to hear.
And on that note, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
And you guys enjoy your July 4th. Happy holiday. And
retards.